independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Obamacare has failed. I mean, it literally is collapsing all over the country.
Collapsing, that there's Pence. He always sounds so Pence. Pence tense. He said, that's what he is. He's Pence tense. It has failed. Yes, it has failed. Obamacare has failed, but a lot of people are worried, right? Obamacare is at its highest level it's been in forever, and the worry is coming from the fact that the Republicans have failed to do anything about it after having months and months that turned into years, that turned into more years, that turned into more than a half a decade to get a plan together. And when all was said and done, they didn't have a plan together. And now people are scared. People will look around going, wait, what? You guys don't have a plan together? What if this guy said it was going to be great and it failed? I don't know if I really trust you. You didn't even have a plan together. And better the devil I do than the devil I don't. I got to be honest. Better the devil I do than the devil I don't. And even though it sucks and I have to make decisions to continue appearance, the truth is I don't trust you guys to get this thing done. This week, they're supposed to vote, it looks like. All things go well for them. And they can't fail. This one cannot fail. They have to have the votes for this one because they're going to look like bigger Muppets than they already are. They are. They have to have the votes. But it looks like this week it's going to get voted on and could potentially get done, which scares a lot of people. And I get it completely. I absolutely get it. Why, you know, I mean, you look around, right? And you looked at what has happened in the past, how you were promised by the last guy that he's going to save you $2,500 a year, that you could keep your doctor, and none of that stuff happened. And you're dealing with people who promise you a lot of things, and very rarely do they come up and deliver anything. But it is collapsing on itself, and at some point in time, something needs to be done. That's the one thing I always try to tell my friends who are Democrats. Look, you guys can bitch and moan all you want about what the Republicans are or aren't going to do, but much like dealing with the immigration issue that Trump is trying to do right now, you guys can sit there and laugh, but you put the American people at risk, and you put the American people in this, and you're sitting there laughing when your ass should be helping. Helping. You're not helping, but repeal and replace is coming.
Repealing and replacing Obamacare is just around the corner because this president is driving relentlessly toward an agenda to make America great again.
Yes, make America great again. Make America great again. I don't know if this is going to make America great again. What I do know is it's needed. At this point and time in life, we need this. People can no longer afford this. It is absolutely ridiculous, and it's time for them to step up and do something. It is. But who really wants to be a part of it? You know, my old boss in Britain, he was funny. His name was Jeremy and Andrew. They were hilarious. They talk like this. Hello, Chad. Yes, very nice to meet you. Very nice. And you would go in there, and you'd come in, and you would say something, right? I would say, hey, you know, I gotta ask you a question about something. I gotta, you know, and it was, we got a problem here. And he would go, don't bring me problems, bring me solutions. Tell me, do you hear a solution in this?
And overwhelmingly, the American people support a path to citizenship for the people who are in our country. We have to protect our borders. That's our responsibility as a nation.
No, I didn't hear any solution. I said overwhelmingly people support it, which is a lot. How about Chuck? You got a solution?
The president's first 100 days have hardly been a success. He's broken promises to the working people of America, unfulfilled others.
You've got no solution. Oh, overwhelmingly, these people, you're caring about people that are here illegally more than you're caring about the people that really, we've all become the suckers, right? We're the sad SOBs that are paying the freight. We're the people out there who are busting our ass. We're the people out there who are doing the work, right? You know what? Let me tell you something, DC. Obama did get something right. You didn't build that. We did. We built it. And you're taking advantage of it. And that's on us for being stupid and continuing to put you in those positions. But you're not offering any kind of solution. You're bitching. You're whining. You're taking at the president over and over again. And I know that's part of politics. There's no victory at all in actually getting something done in D.C. You don't win. Winning is playing the politics. The problem is we need to find people who actually want to win the game. That's what we need to find. If this was a sporting event, it would be never ending with no winners, and the losers would be the fans who are stuck there watching a crappy product, right? It's like being a Redskins fan.
Notice how I kept quiet.
That's for Phil. That's for Phil. Phil's a huge Redskins fan. But no, it's like, you know what it is? Here's a real example. You know what it is? I pay hard-earned money, and I'm a Cleveland Brown fan. You're never, ever, ever getting out of the basement. That's what you are. You're never getting out of the basement. The Cleveland Browns are crabs in buckets. You ever seen crabs in a bucket? What do? They all try to climb out. What do? They climb out on each other's back and knock each other down. Nobody ever gets out. Nobody. That's who we are. There's no solution in this kind of talk.
When he campaigned as a populist against the Democratic and Republican establishments. But he's governing like someone from the hard right, wealthy special interests.
Well, that's not true. He's not from the hard right. He's not an ideologue. He's not here to play these games that a lot of other people play. And, you know, when he talked about draining the swamp, and I hear this over and over again, I think they misunderstood. And I'm not here to speak for the president. I'm not. And again, I have my problems with the president and the way he acts. I'm no shill for him. If you want that, Fox News has got it for you right there. A lot of other guys out there that will shill for him. That's not who I am. But I think when he meant let's drain the swamp, he didn't mean let's get rid of every lobbyist out there. Of course, we'd all like to see that, but it's not going to happen. He meant, hey, why don't we get rid of the people that feed off these lobbyists? The people that have been in Washington forever. The Pelosis of the world, right? The Lindsey Grahams of the world. The Chuck Schumers of the world. The Bernie Sanders of the world, who forever and a day, and I'll say Bernie's probably about the most above board person you're going to find there, right? That's not Joe Biden, because I think Joe Biden was pretty much above board. You know, I think there's a few that are, but they've been there forever and a day, and what have they got accomplished? What have they got done? Nothing. You know, when you look at sports, because you know how I love my analogies, what do we always compare? Like, hey, producer Phil, you'll understand. When you look at sports, what's the one thing they say about like Dan Marino, the great quarterback from the Miami Dolphins? What didn't he do?
I don't know.
He didn't win a championship. He didn't have a ring. Jim Kelly went to 4 Super Bowls. You know what he doesn't have? A ring. All of these people in D.C. have been there forever and a day, and how much have they really gotten done? Charles Barkley, we love him on TV. You know what he doesn't have? He traded all for a ring. Doesn't have a ring. These guys and gals don't have any rings. What have they won? What have they done? Well, we look back and go, wow. They're self-serving in so many ways. And none of them ever offer any kind of solutions because we have allowed a small group on each side of the aisle, the base of certain groups, to get out there and scream and yell and shout and go crazy and control the conversation for these people when in truth, what we should care about is we want a victory. We want a victory. And the only time you ever see them come together is when there's a massive tragedy, and it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't take a 9/11 for them to get their heads out of their ass and go, okay, we're all Americans, right? It shouldn't take those kind of incidents for them to come together. But unfortunately, it does. And that's sad for all of us. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program. Love getting text messages from you. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We got what's next. What's next in the world of hacking? Wait till you hear what happened to Netflix and what's going to happen to several other large studios and many other companies if they don't do this. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way.
It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
I am not psychic, because if I was really psychic, do you think that we'd be here? Phil and I'd be in Vegas running numbers and playing games, right? I mean, we would be doing, that's like a thing, man. If I got that kind of cash, I'm getting it out. Some dollar bills, yo. But what I can do is I can kind of look forward and think, okay, I can kind of see where this is going. And what's next for the world of hacking? Over the weekend, I don't know if you guys saw this, but a hacker called the Dark Overlord, because you got to give yourself a cool name. You can't just be like Stu. Like, that just sounds like, oh my God, you got hacked by Stu. Wow, that's weird. But the Dark Overlord hacked into Netflix and grabbed all the episodes of Orange is the New Black. The season's not released yet. And essentially told Netflix, look, I got access to all your stuff and your goodies here, so we can do this one of two ways. You can either A, give me money, and I'll give you back the you know, all of this stuff, and I'll go away. Or B, I'm just going to release this and, you know, continue to mess with you until you finally go, okay. Now, I know it sounds weird, but hospitals and big corporations have been doing this lately where they just pay the person off because the people are asking for nominal fees comparatively to what it would cost to actually, how should I say this? It sounds horrible, but to actually go and fix it and to take control of their websites and to take control of their systems, it would cost them upwards of hundreds of thousands and for some even millions of dollars to go back and to get in there and to do it. So for them, it's the cost of doing business. They'll give somebody 50 grand to go away. And it sounds nuts, but this is the reality. Not only that, but ABC, CBS, NBC have all been hacked. And there's rumors that NCIS and a few of The New Girl and a few other shows could be leaked really quickly online. And this isn't like back in the day when you go buy a video from somebody on the street and you're like, oh, my God, I got a video of this movie. And it's not really a video. It's a video that somebody videoed inside the movie, and it's not very good. These are actually the digital quality things that you're going to actually see. And Netflix said no. So he started releasing them one by one. And I'm saying he, which is very sexist because it could easily be a woman. But I'm just going to go. I'm going to throw it out there and say he because he's calling himself the Dark Overlord, not the Dark Overlordette. So, Chad, you're being so horrible here. This is going to happen. And it's going to happen on large scales. It's going to happen on small scales. I'm waiting for it to happen to individuals who are just run-of-the-mill people, like us here, us little, you know, us little smelts of the world, right? Us little anchovies of Earth. When is it going to start happening to us? I mean, we've already got the phone calls, right, with the people pretending to be from the IRS and people saying, hey, we got your son in custody and he needs to send $500 now. We've already started to get those. How hard is it going to be for them to bust in and go, hey, we got pictures, you know, you sent your wife or your girlfriend or your husband. We've got information about your boss that you've said that we can send and give us $500. Obviously, they're not going to ask you for $5,000 or $15,000 or $100,000 because they don't have it. And you've seen it with stars, but when's it going to start happening to the average person? Unfortunately, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Hacking has gone this way, and it's the cost of doing business. If you're in the shipping business and you have large boats and they travel by the Sea of Aden and through, you know, the Indian Ocean and whatnot, you're going to have issues with Somali pirates and other pirates around the region who are going to take your boat. You have a fund set up that you send these people the money because it's just worth it to get that out of there. You're not supposed to negotiate. You're not supposed to do any of these things. It's kind of sad, but true. It's a business transaction. It's like you're paying for protection in that land. Very sad, but very true. And that's kind of the way we're going right now. Very sad, but very true. What's next for hacking? It's going to get personal, and it's going to get ugly, and it's going to come down on us as individuals, and it's going to come up on businesses, small and medium. And if you think about this, if you're a plumbing company and you do okay, you know, you maybe do $1 million a year in business, and somebody takes over your website, and they destroy a lot of the stuff that you have, and they... And somebody says, give me $5,000 and I'll go away. And you go to somebody and say, can you get our website back? Can you gather all of our stuff? Can you get back all of the information we had online? And that doesn't even include that. That includes all of your customer base and the whole nine yards. And you're like, yeah, it's going to be $50,000. What are you going to do? There are lawyers out there to do the same thing. They partner up with people who are disabled, and they tell these people, we've got a guy in California who's horrible at this, and they'll go to restaurants and places where they know they can shake down somebody for $5,000 because they know to fix some of the problems, it may cost them $25,000. So it's just easier to go away. It's the cost of doing business. What's next for hacking is it's probably going to hit us as individuals, and it's going to hit small-sized businesses, and that's eventually going to be passed on to us as consumers. That's what's next for hacking. Ugh. People texting in, I find it to be rather interesting. Somebody just said they have no interest and urgency in fixing the healthcare plan, and that's the truth. There isn't. Because, you know, what's the old saying is there's no money in the cure, there's money in the disease. It's the same thing in politics, right? Finding a solution to a problem, there's no politics in that. Because once you're done with that, what do? You need the politics. You have to create urgency and fear amongst the voters to get them to continue to keep you in power, even if you don't actually do anything to fix the problem. You always have to create a urgency, a fear, a greed, whatever it is, to get people to react. And there isn't. And it's only till we wise up and realize that these people are full of crap and that cooler, calmer, smarter people, us voters, prevail by going out and voting against them and putting people in there who are actually about solutions to problems, not about the problems themselves, are we going to see any change? Some of that's on us. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. The ladies are going to be joining us. Diamond and Silk, Diamond and Silk. They're going to be joining us talking about the president, Trump. They've been on the Trump train since day one. They're going to talk about North Korea. I want to get their feel. I want to get their feel about the media, the mainstream media, and the fight that Trump has with them, and how he is going to attack this over the next 1,320 days as opposed to the first 100, and how they would grade him out as far as the first 100 days go. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Benson Show.
Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It is the Chad Benson Show, this most festive of days. The Republicans think they've got health care ready to roll. Trump decided to skip the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And, of course, Kim Jong-un doing what Kim Jong-un does, which is poke and prod the free world. Joining us now are the ladies, Diamond and Silk, and they know everything about Trump because they were on the Trump train long before everybody else. And they give us an inside view, if you will, of how the world views Trump. How you doing, ladies?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. We're doing well.
So first and foremost, let's talk about health care because it looks like they're going to vote on it this week. It's vitally important it gets done. What's your sense that this is going to be a big victory for Trump, or is this going to be egg on the face for the Republicans again?
You know, I'm hoping it be a big victory for President Trump, but you have to understand who's pushing the wagon here. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Paul Ryan. You know, I heard that he hid something in the bill. Mm-hmm. You have some that's upset about the fact that they're funding Planned Parenthood. And so I don't know. It's like I'm on the fence with this one. I don't know. I don't know how, which way this is going to go. So we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's going to be a wait and see for sure. But they can't afford another screw up, ladies. Let's be real. I want Trump to succeed. I want all my presidents to succeed. As much as I wasn't a huge fan of Hillary, if she'd have been president, I don't want her to fail. And anybody who wants their president to fail is silly. But they can't afford the Republicans to force something that's not there just because they want to look good. Because to me, I look at that and I think, well, if you push something through that stinks, that's going to, again, whatever happens, even though it's on them, it's going to land at Trump's feet.
I know, and that's what makes me very nervous. It makes me almost angry.
Right.
And that's why I brought up Paul Ryan's name. You know, some of the people I just don't think that some of these people have our president's best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. So they throw little things in this bill, but it's going to make our president, like you said, it'll fall at his feet. Mm-hmm. And I think that I don't like that. I don't like that one bit at all. So we'll just see. We got to see how this is gonna before I say yeah. I will just have to see.
And that's just part of the rats that's clogging the pipe. That's why we need to go ahead and drain the swamp.
You know what? I've been talking about that. We're talking to Diamond and Silk. The whole drain the swamp thing, I think a lot of people expected him to come in and let's get rid of lobbyists. Let's get rid of all these people around here. I think his big thing about draining the swamp is let's get all of these people out here that are senators and congressmen and women who do nothing. Let's drain that swamp. People that have been here for 30 years and they've got nothing on their resume except taken from the people.
That's taken from the people, taken from their lobbyists and their donors, mm-hmm. trying to protect them instead of protecting the American people.
That's right.
And so I'm just, I don't know. I'm just like sitting here a little on eggshells when it comes to this bill, because what about all the people that are anti-Trump? What did they put in the bill? Mm-hmm. They got to understand, especially being a Republican, you don't need to do anything to make our president look bad. And I don't think some people have his best interests at heart, and it saddens me.
It is. It saddens all of us. Diamond and Silk join us as we talk about all things Trump. All right, we move from there, ladies, to the other side of the world. And Kim Jong-un is... I don't even know. I mean, we all play armchair quarterback and psychologist, and we think he's crazy. He's not crazy. He's not. God only knows what he is. I think Trump is doing all he can to handle this business. But what do you think the because I talk to a lot of people, Diamond and Silk, that are terrified that we're going to go to nuclear war. How do you feel about it? Because you talk to a lot of people, a lot of Trump supporters. Are they worried?
They may be wary, but here's the deal. You have to realize that North Korea is a small, small country. Mm-hmm. And President Trump is doing everything he can not to create strife. And he didn't even start anything with North Korea. This is this man. He just feel like he's just showing us. He's like a little chihuahua, all bark and no bite.
Right.
But I believe that if he shoot the wrong thing, North Korea is going to be a non-Korea. Lil' Kim, Big Kim, he going to be a no-Kim when the president is finished.
Yes.
So I think that the president is trying to, he's bending over backwards for this man to say, look, I don't want to harm your people. I don't want to harm your country. I really want peace. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's in Kong Yu, whatever his name is, if he make the wrong move, he won't move again.
That's
what I believe.
Matt, I tell you what, I think we should send you guys over to negotiate because that would be awesome. That would just, you would just like, because we already had the worm over there, right? Dennis Rodman went over there and he loves some Dennis Rodman. So,
I understand he loved Dennis Rodman. He may not like Diamond and Silk because we don't play no games like that. Well, he's not going to be able to shoot nuclear weapons and think we're not going to do nothing about it. He have to understand the way he trying to fight with all of these men, we don't fight like that no more. We will drop something on you and you won't exist. We can sit right here from here and do it.
He
needs to understand that. But kudos to the president for not just making a hasty decision and just calculating this and being calculating about this and thinking this all the way out and all the way through. So
That's
I appreciate
right.
that about him.
Talking to Diamond and Silk here as we talk about Trump. So we've got all of that stuff going on. So we look, and he's working with China, and I think China is really starting to put pressure on them. I think the rest of the world is awake, and they're looking around, and trying to, focus on, okay, let's let these people deal with this, and hopefully China, for the first time ever, will be able to put their foot down and get some sort of reaction. Let's keep it back in this country. The media and him are still fighting. And this is going to be a long, drawn-out. I mean, there's 1,320 days still left in his presidency, and there is a long, at least the first go-around, there's a long fight in this. Do you think it's going to get old? Do you think people are going to get sick and tired of it over time, especially if we start to turn around, jobs creation kicks in, and people feel like they have more money? Do you think at some point people are just going to turn around to the media ladies and go, I'm over you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
We're already
doing that. You know, when I listen to the media and when I see how they take one word and they spin it, just like the Civil War comment. Okay, wait a minute. Implying that the president didn't know what he was talking about. And I believe that the president was talking about, hey, why did we nip this in the bud before it went to war? Why could we sit down and handle this here and end this here before a civil war happen, mm-hmm. but they take one little word and they take it out of context and just drive it home.
That's right.
And what they're trying to do is feed the American people a narrative. And guess what? We're not eating it no more.
They're not. I mean, look, that's what they do. But you know what they did it this weekend to Katy Perry, right? When she said something. You look at somebody like, Bernie Sanders, and then all of a sudden you got Elizabeth Warren, who are already turning on President Obama because they feel he's out of touch. I mean, it's like this narrative is out of touch with all of America and even some run-of-the-mill Democrats who vote Democratic because they're union members. And you sit there and you scratch your head. It's like they don't care. They're coming for you hard.
Well, I see it. And it's going to be the reason. This is going to be the reason why they lose again in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are, I don't know if they're trying to use a tactic called weighing us down, but it seems like that they may be trying to manipulate and intimidate so that they can dominate.
Right.
And we can't let that happen. We're not going to let that happen. So with President Obama, I think it's time for him to go in the sunset, read a book, and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he need to stay out there. I think he need to stay. I don't think he need to come back into the sunset. Don't come back into the limelight. We don't need to hear anything that you have to say. Warren, I don't know what she's thinking of. I pay her no attention. Her and Maxine Waters, they go in the bowl of crazy.
That's right.
Because the cup of crazy.
Oh my God, Maxine Waters is she is something special. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not quite sure what it is, but man, she comes up with some stuff that makes you scratch your head. Talking to Diamond and Silk here. So jobs are big. He was out this week in Pennsylvania. They got this whole White House Correspondents' Dinner going on. He's out there. He's doing what he does, which is talk to the people. But they're starting to look around, and the frustration. This is where I can feel the frustration, because I think he's a man of action and let's get stuff done, Diamond and Silk. And I think mm-hmm. he doesn't understand that politics turns slowly in D.C. because it's about making the big effort, even if you don't get anything done, because that's what they think people want to see. And we want action.
We want action. And that's exactly what we want. But people have to also understand that a lot of these congressmen and women and senators, these people have donors and lobbyists that pays them big money to push things.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of time, it's not even about the American people. And with President Trump, he wants this to be about the people.
That's right.
So it's time to drain the swamp. Some of these people do not need to be reelected. And doing these congressional races, we need to be putting people in that's going to move the president's agenda forward.
That's
as well. Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Talking to Diamond and Silk here. All right, ladies, one more question. We'll let you guys bounce. Appreciate you coming on. As always, you keep it lively and you keep it fun. His first 100 days is done. A lot of people trying to figure out where the first 100 days come from. Some people say it was, it was back all the way day with Napoleon, who spent exactly 99 days ruling. And on the 100th day, there was the Battle of Waterloo. I look at this and I think he tried to do a lot of things. Some stuff he didn't get done. He put his foot in his mouth, I would say, a few times, or his Twitter in his mouth a few times. I gave him a B. How would you guys grade him out?
A++.
They love him. They love him. How's it going? You guys are over a million on the likes, right?
We have a million on the likes, yes. But keep in mind that our president has done more in the past 8 weeks than Obama have done in 8 years.
That's right.
Our president has done a phenomenal job, and we're proud of him.
In spite of all of the opposition, he's done a wonderful, phenomenal job.
Well, he is trying everything. And you know what? He can't rule by fiat all the time as far as executive orders go. But he's not always getting the best help. He's like, I always look at him as a baseball player that goes and throws 8 shutout innings and he loses 1-0. And he looks over at his team and says, are you guys going to help me at all, or am I by myself out here?
Wow. Interesting.
Good.
Well,
keep
in mind now, it's only been 100 days. It's mm-hmm. going to take him more than 100 days to undo what Obama did in 8 years. Okay. Remember that.
I will remember that. Diamond is still the name. Ladies, if people want to get in touch with you, as they always do, what do they need to do?
Okay, visit our website, diamondandsilk.com, our store, diamondandsilkstore.com. On Twitter, Diamond and Silk, Facebook, Diamond and Silk, everything. Just Google Diamond and Silk.
Just Google Diamond and Silk. You guys are everywhere. As always, I love having you on. You make me laugh, and you got some stuff. And you get out there, and you talk to the people, And that's the thing that I like, because it's about the people. It's not about the craziness that goes on in D.C. and the noise. Thank you guys so very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having us.
The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat@ChadBensonShow.com. And they do. You know, they talk. Whether, you know, you got two African-American women who love this president, who've been there since the beginning, who got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and it felt like they were getting trod on. And they go out there and they are, you know, they're talking Trump up, and they've been on the train since day one. Eventually they became the conductor and they were doing it all. And I love the fact that they've got that energy. You may not agree with them, but the truth is they have their belief system. And that is something in this day and age that I think a lot of people, we're just all curious about what a belief system is anymore. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Little say what straight ahead. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Man, I tell you what, there's a bunny update. Well, Simon the Rabbit, like, here's the thing, right? So now it begins. This rabbit that died last week, Simon the Rabbit, on its way to being the largest bunny in the history of mankind, right? Gonna be huge. Huge. Already 3+ feet long. Next thing you know, it's on a United flight, and we all know that it's a fight or flight. We decide when you fly, and we decide when it's time to fight. Unlike Dr. Dow, there will not be a settlement with Simon, but maybe the new owner or the old owner may get a settlement. I don't know. But so far, United says, look, the bunny died after the flight, right? So we got him out. He was fine. He's like, hey, guys, that was a great flight. I got a few pops. Talked to some of the other animals down below. We were hanging out and pooped a little bit in my cage and, had a carrot, right? Because that's what you think they eat. Yeah. And it was good. It was good. But the people are saying, well, wait a minute here. The rabbit was frozen solid. I'm not quite sure if that's true or not, but that's got to be horrible. Like, what do you say at this point in time, right? So you tell everybody, oh, we got the world's biggest rabbit. It's on its way to you. You're very excited. So at the other end, when you receive, you just know you have the world's biggest rabbit. And like somebody left the window open. I know it gets cold down there, but to freeze it solid, it was a rabbit sickle. Like that's what it was. Nah, what's up, Doc? Nothing. You're dead. You know, you're dead. That's what, nah, I'm dead. What? Yeah. Sorry, Bugs. You're dead. So, they said the safety and well-being of all animals that travel with us, that includes passengers, is of the utmost importance to United Airlines and our pet safe team. We're sorry we froze this thing. It's got to suck. But the good news is it's delicious. That's right. You have to thaw for 4 hours. You do. Poor thing. Poor thing. That is just... The rabbit was purchased for $530. This rabbit before this that also had an issue. Simon was heading to his new home in Kansas City and that it was bound for the Iowa State Fair. That's not the first time issues like this happen. It won't be the last time, right? We don't know what the cause of death is because we offered to perform a necropsy free of charge. That's it. If you don't know what that is, when somebody dies, they do an autopsy. Well, this is for animals. And I think him being frozen to death was probably the reason. Steve over there came to the conclusion that the frozen bunny is probably why he died. Sucks for him. Speaking of frozen, once again, Phil and I have yet another reason why we're not world-class mountaineers. When you go hiking, you're a hiker or, you know, and maybe if you climb up some stuff, you could be considered a climber. But when you do what this guy does, Uli Steck, you're a mountaineer, and because you're a mountaineer, you run the risk of dying mountaineer style. He is 40 years old. He slipped from a slope, fell into a crevice around 6,600 meters on Mount Noopsee. The Swiss Machine is what he was called. He was acclaimed. He planned to ascend Mount Everest and Mount Latos next month. His death was the first casualty of this year's mountaineering season in Nepal, and it's because this is the time when people get ready to make the ascent. This is it. So, Phil, if we trained really, really hard forever, we would never make this ascent because there's just no way I want to be a mountaineer.
Yeah, not even close.
Nah. And it's expensive, first of all. It's not cheap. You have to get licenses. You have to have guides, right? So, you got to rent a Sherpa, right? Then you've got to go there for umpteen weeks and months before you even try to ascend some of these giant, huge mountains in Nepal, including Mount Everest. And you have to acclimatize yourself because you're so high in the air. If you think that being in Denver and Mile High is something, imagine 5 and 6 times that height. That's crazy. And you can only go a certain time of year because that's when the weather is ripe and the opportunity for you to be up there, even though it's in freezing altitude, is ripe. It's the best time to do it. And I would try to explain to people, do you know how high Mount Everest is? Next time you're on an airplane and you've reached the maximum altitude, usually 36,000 feet, look outside, and that's how high Mount Everest is. Damn. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. There'll be no mountaineering here, just great talk radio and a little song and dance, maybe some breakdancing, ninja stuff. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.